17 to 7, you're on breakfast on this Thursday, the 1st of September, and the United Nations Refugee Agency says it will carefully study the High Court's ruling to see what effect it will have in Australia and across the region. In a statement, the UNHCR says fundamental protections are integral to any arrangements for dealing with asylum seekers. Under the transfer agreement, 800 asylum seekers were to be removed to Malaysia from Australia in return for 4,000 approved refugees who would be allowed to settle in this country. As we know, the deal was strongly opposed by refugee advocates in both countries. It was also criticised by the opposition. Here's the immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison.
This is a government whose failed non-solution for East Timor has now been followed up by their Malaysia non-solution. Prior to that, there was their failed asylum freeze. This is a government that knows that it's got the policy wrong, but is incapable of getting it right. Once again, the government's asylum and border protection policy is in complete and utter mess.
Shadow Immigration Minister Scott Morrison, and we'll be speaking with him after 7:30 this morning. Well, Ranuka Balasubramanian is a director of Lawyers for Liberty, a prominent human rights group based in Kuala Lumpur. She's told our political editor, Alison Carabine, that the Gillard government simply didn't do its homework when negotiating the deal with Malaysia. Malaysia has never signed the UN Refugee Convention.
We are completely happy with that decision. It's gone exactly the way we'd hoped it would. I have to give my congratulations to Council, and I think it reiterates the point that we've been making thus far, which is that Malaysia is not a safe third country for asylum seekers to be sent on to, and existing protections, which are very minimal, which are being provided by UNHCR, just do not meet any international standards. And so we are very happy that the decision has underscored that point.
The High Court did rule that the minister erred in that he was seeking to remove asylum seekers to a country that had not signed either domestic or international laws, making human rights standards in that country legally enforceable. Is there any prospect of the government in Malaysia signing any laws, either domestic or international, to circumvent what the High Court has decided?
If I were to refer to our Home Minister's press statement on the same day that the agreement was signed with Minister Chris Bowen, our government's stand on that position is very clear. It was in the Malay language, and therefore perhaps a lot of the Australian media did not get access to the statements in that. And the minister was very clear when he said that Malaysia is not about to sign on to the Refugee Convention, is not about to extend the kind of protections international law will require it to do for asylum seekers, because at present our ability to provide as much to citizens is somewhat dilatory.
So there really isn't any chance of Malaysia signing, for example, the Refugee Convention?
I don't see that happening in the near future. I wonder if this decision may make a difference, but that just doesn't seem to be any evidence of our Home Minister going in that direction.
If the asylum seekers had been removed from Australia to Malaysia, what kind of a life would they have had in your country?
Imagine a family without the ability to work, without the standard labour protections that anyone can rightfully, lawfully expect. Imagine not having formal education, not being able to access medical care without payment, without having to actually pay for it. The threat of arrest, detention, and caning for men is a very regular affair.
What is the lesson here for Australia? Could it be that it shouldn't try and transfer its obligations to a third country?
Yes, certainly. I think a little bit of foresight and more insightful decision-making is definitely called for. Australia could well be a little bit more informed of conditions in the Southeast Asian region and any country that is considering transferring its obligations to. It's not that the information isn't out there, and I can't help feeling that maybe the decision was made a little too hastily. to even contemplate sending asylum seekers to Malaysia, because there is a lot of information out there on the conditions here. Malaysia's repeated statements as a member of the Human Rights Council in Geneva as to why it is unable and unwilling to sign on to the Refugee Convention. A little bit of homework might have been helpful.
Now, according to the transfer agreement that was signed 5 weeks ago between the two countries, Australia will receive 4,000 certified refugees even if not one single asylum seeker is transferred from Australia to Malaysia. Is it your understanding, is it your reading of that agreement that Malaysia will still be sending 4,000 refugees over 4 years to this country, regardless of what the High Court has decided?
Well, I'm not sure how the Australian government will go on that, given that the deal has now been frustrated by this decision. But notwithstanding that, Malaysia has been resettling through the UNHCR and its other partners, registered refugees to third countries. That is with the singular view of having them resettled eventually to some other third country. So I believe that that will continue with or without Australia's participation in it.
That's Ranuka Balasubramanian from Lawyers for Liberty, the director of that group in Kuala Lumpur, speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine. And after 7.30, we'll be joined by David Mann, the refugee lawyer who took this action to the High Court on behalf of 16 people currently in Christmas Island, who now it looks like might get to stay in Australia. We'll also be joined by the Shadow Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison. It's 10 minutes to 7.